Blast Bay Studios presents Q9.
Yep.
Main menu.
This is Brian1980 welcoming you to my second Let's Play. The Q9 action game from Blast Bay Studios. This is a relative, 3 years ago, this December, it came out. Developed by a fellow by the name of Philip Benefall, who in our audio games market was kind of well known a few years back because he had a company called PB Games back then, and he developed some pretty good games, which he has now abandoned in favor of his new products from his new company called Blast Bay Studios. Anyway, this is a game, it's actually he kind of developed this game with kids in mind, but I think it's one of the coolest games ever. We're on the main menu right now.
Start game. Load last played game.
Play you can have one mode. Save game. I'll discuss the survival mode later.
Speaker test. High score list. This should come from the left. This should come from the middle. And this should come from the right. Main menu. Start. Load late speaker. High score list.
High score list lets you view your personal, the highest scores you've achieved.
Learn game sounds.
Again, a pretty important option for...
Register.
When you first start it. Now, register, this enables you to... When you buy the game, you get an unlock code. And this enables you to input that unlock code and unlock the full game. Now, I have a registered copy of the game. So, there would be no point in clicking on this, but I'm going to do that now, just for the hell of it, and you can hear what he says. Those of you familiar with the audio gaming market, you know this game. Anyway, here we go. Let's see what he says.
Why would you want to again? You already have the game. Unless you want to pay us more money, we don't mind. Main menu. Exit. Register.
Which is totally understandable because audio game developers don't make a whole lot of money. That's just the way it is. Now,
please select the difficulty. Easy, medium, hard, insane. Go back. Easy.
I'm going to play this game on easy difficulty because even on easy, this game will kick your ass sometimes. Now... Oh, and survival mode, I suppose I better tell you now. Survival mode is basically the same game, except you start with more rocks for your slingshot and a few more shields. And I don't know if you have more health, but you only get one life to beat the entire game. So, I'm not going to do that. Because, to be quite frank, I'm a wuss. So, we're going to hit enter. We're going to play this on the easy difficulty. We're going to hit the enter key, and we're going to hear the main story of the game. Yes, there is one. So, here you go. And the music's pretty damn cool, too, if you ask me.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was... That's a bit cliched, isn't it?
Love that.
In that vast, mysterious void that is space, a single spaceship silently travels through the dark night.
Hey, can we just get on with it? I'm Q9, I'm a little alien, and I got stuck on this planet called Earth, and I want to get the hell out of here. Now, can we just play the game?
You keep undermining my authority. Get out of here! The Jungle World, Level 1.
So, now... This is what I don't understand. How did Q9... I mean, I know he crashes his ship on Earth, but how the hell does he manage to lose it? Now, this game is a side-scroller. You walk left and right, and then you jump over pits. We're walking right now with the right arrow. And sooner or later, there will be a critter. Or... A fortune field. Oh, God. Yeah. This is a fortune field. damn it, I missed that. That descending sound you heard, it was off to the right. That descending sound was a power-up item. I didn't manage to get it, unfortunately, so it broke. Now, the sound that's, it's off to my left now, that annoying kind of buzzy alarm sound, that is what's called a fortune field. Any of you mainstream gamers who are familiar with the old Nintendo game Star Tropics or similar games will, if you're, let's use Star Tropics as an example, because in Star Tropics, you had those try your luck signs that would either give you or take away two lives. It would either give you two extra lives or take two lives from you. This is the same thing. Let's see, because now, let's see how much health we have. Let's press H.
100 strength. There's shield.
Now, yeah, this is not very well organized. I'll talk about what we just got, but the fortune field will either add 50 health points or take away 50 health points. And you can have more than 100 health points. But unlike the try your luck sign in Star Tropics, the fortune field can actually screw you over. Because, like, if you were in Star Tropics and you only had one life, the try your luck sign wouldn't give you a game over. It would automatically give you two lives. That is not the case with the fortune field. Just for the hell of it, I'm going to try and see if I can get a few more health points, but first I'm going to get that item. Damn it! No, I'm not going to get that item. Ow. Now that windy noise is a pit. When you get to the edge of a pit, you hear the mud footstep noise. Now you can run. Holy shit, leopard! Now you can actually run by holding down the control key and the direction you want to run. Now, to attack, you use the space bar. Right now, I have a club, but Q9 has other weapons. Leopard! Leopards will kick your ass. They can dodge attacks.
And Deus Shield.
Now, that is the third weapon right there, the Deus Shield. What that does is, when you activate it, it will... hold on, let me... Gorilla! And a... Oh, maybe that wasn't a gorilla. But the Deus Shield, you'll activate the Deus Shield, and it will protect you from enemy attacks and actually turn them back on... It'll reflect the enemy's attack back on them at double the strength. That was a gorilla right there. Gorillas are not really that much of a threat. Certainly not compared to some of the other enemies we will meet in the game. Now, to jump, you hit the up arrow, and then you tap either left or right, depending on which direction you want to go. Ow! Took a bit of a... Let's see. Now, to use the selected weapon, you hit the space bar. Now, to switch weapons, you can either use 1, 2, or 3.
Club, slingshot, Deus Shield.
Or you can hit the Alt key.
Club.
Now, the slingshot is a projectile weapon, of course. Damn it! I am just batting 1,000 with these items. Holy shit. And yes, I swore. Sorry. But... Hell, Q9 swears, so... Hell, so does the game voice. Granted, it's not like Grand Theft Auto or Need for Speed. Yes, I'm running backwards through the level, because sometimes, if you do, you can get more items. Like that Deus Shield. Do I want to try again? Game? Game? Game?
Game? 398 strength.
Game?
548 strength.
Now, I should point out.
Deus Shield.
Let's see, how many of those do I have?
Deus Shield, 6.
I've got 6.
Plump.
Now, to find out how many of a given weapon you have, you press A. The only one that's not applicable to, obviously, is the club. Now, I should point out that, although, your increased health will carry over to a save game, if you die at any time after you increase your health with a fortune field, it will not. You will go back down to 100 health points. It's sort of like,
extra points.
Extra points. Anyway, it's sort of like in, like, The Legend of Zelda, how you could increase your, at least in the original Zelda, how you could increase your heart level to the max and get full hearts, but if you die, you would have 3 hearts again. Now that beeping noise, that is the level portal. That will take you to the next level of the jungle world.
Extra strength.
Extra strength. Now that is good.
561 strength.
There we go. On to level 2 of the jungle world. That took a lot longer than I was planning.
You have 4,346 points. The jungle world. Level 2.
There's a... Yeah, jungles... jungles. We're gonna fight jungles. Leopards and gorillas are the two enemies we're most likely to meet here. Now, there is another enemy here, the rhino, that can't be killed. You just have to jump over them, otherwise they will put a hurting on you, damn leopard. But each world introduces a new enemy, or a new set of enemies, and will feature the enemies from the previous world often, more often than not. Holy shit, that was a rhino.
561 strength.
Luckily, we managed to... You can actually hit the rhinos with your club, but it doesn't do anything. Yes, rhinos can injure and kill enemies. And enemies can also fall into pits. So, that's kind of cool. I'll demonstrate the slingshot later, but I like to hold on to my ammo for that because... You're gonna need it a lot later in the game. You're gonna need it more a lot later in the game than you are now. Trust me. Huh. Somebody fell into that pit. Oh, and that's another thing. I should point out that when you lose all your lives, you oftentimes will get a different game over scene depending on A, where you die, and I think even how you die will sometimes, ow, have a bearing on. Yeah, it'll sometimes ow, but it will sometimes, the manner you die, the manner in which you die, and the location in which you die can have a bearing on what game. Holy shit! Can I get that?
Extra points.
No, extra points. Granted, extra points is good, but...
Deus Shield.
Deus Shields. I'll demonstrate them again, because the Deus Shield... you should, again, like the slingshot, you should save the Deus Shield for stronger enemies. And yes, there are some. Now, holy crap. They're just dying to keep me from getting... Now, when you complete level 2 of each world, because each world has 3 levels. When you complete the second level, you'll get a bonus level where you can grab as many items as you can. In, I think you have 30 seconds. Come on.
Extra strength.
Extra strength.
574 strength.
You have 30 seconds to grab as many items as you can, and then you fall down a waterfall. So, we're gonna try and do that here. Now, if you... You can get another weapon.
You have 11,207 points.
One of the bonus levels, but... The method to getting it is kind of counterproductive, let's just say.
Bonus level.
Let's see.
Deus Shield. Extra points. Ammunition.
Ammo. Slingshot ammunition. Ammo.
Ammunition. Extra life. Ammunition. Extra strength. Ammunition. Ammunition.
Oh, and, don't hold extra down points. The arrows. You have
extra
to tap them.
Extra strength. Extra points. Deus Shield. Extra life.
Damn! I got a few extra lives. And I like the music in this game, I'll be honest. I really think that...
You have 13,773 points.
Quentin Pendle, I think, level was his 3. Name. How many lives do we have?
5 lives.
5 lives. I was going to say, you can get a 4th weapon... from the bonus levels, but you have to be sort of counterproductive in order to do that. Maybe I'll demonstrate that, maybe I won't. The new weapon is cool, but it's not necessary. Matter of fact,
extra points.
You used to only be able to get it through cheat codes. Yeah, you don't want to get hit by them, because they'll hurt like hell. Ow!
583 strength.
Oh, maybe I didn't get hit by that.
Extra strength.
Shit! God damn it! Yeah!
Pity.
Yeah,
the jungle world.
And...
Level 3. 100.
Yeah, see, now I'm back at 100 strength. Damn it. All that work. Now, yeah, and like I should point out that every time you die, you're going to get a smart-ass comment. Like, you know, he'll make a, you know, smart comment. Like...
Ammunition.
How much...
Slingshot. 186 rocks. Deus she 10. She club.
But yeah, the game will make really sarcastic comments when you die. Stupid leopards. I sure hope I get another...
extra life.
Yeah, thank you for that life that I... Yeah, it's a trouble. Sometimes you get so caught up in trying to get an item because, you know, they break if you don't grab them, and you die. So. Come on, get out of the way. Out of my way. Yeah, I hope I find another fortune field, because you almost have to have more than the 100 strength that you get by default in order to survive later levels of the game. You almost have to have that. I mean... Good lord, what the hell is this? Rhino Central? I suppose it's... Besides, I don't think do rhinos even live in jungles? I thought they were more of a plains animal. I mean, I think of, you know, rhino, well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know much about African-type animals. Oh, Lord. Do I dare try it?
100 strength.
Yes. Damn it!
Ammunition. 350 strength.
Okay, that's enough.
Dais shield.
Oh, that was cool. Okay. We blundered a bit, but we completed the first world.
You have 20,777 points.
And not a bad score either. Yeah. World completion fanfare there.
After a lengthy journey full of numerous perils, Q9 finally manages to make...
Don't start that stuff again. I want to go on to the next world. Come on.
Will you shut up and let me finish? I'm supposed to be the damn speaker voice for this game. Oh, get out. The cave world, level 1.
Well, there you have it. But can we survive the perils of the caves? Find out next time!
Stop recording video.